感谢主，让我们今天再一次奉他的名聚集。
Thank the Lord that today once again we can gather in His name.
这边还有很多的位置可以坐的。
There are lots of seats over、yeah. on this side.
我们一起来读一段圣经。
Let's turn to our Bible.
今天的圣经我们要念的是罗马书，
Romans.
这样，我要把我们上个礼拜读过的一段圣经读一下，然后我们进入今天的题目。
Before we start, let me read from the passage I shared from last week before we enter into today's topic.
因为我们保罗弟兄告诉我们，我们每一个基督徒在神的面前有一个特别的身份。
Well, Brother Paul tells us that as Christians, we have this special,
就是。哥林多后书是吧，我们是神奥秘室的管家。
And so that's in 2 Corinthians. We,
是不是
We are steward of God's mystery.
啊，哥林多后书，我们是神奥秘室的管家。
And that is in 2 Corinthians. We are the stewards of God's mystery.
对四章第一节，对的，好，对不起，哥林多前书四章一节。
So it's the First Corinthians chapter four, verse one.
人应当以我们为基督的执事，为神奥秘室的管家。
Let a man regard us in this manner, as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God.
这是神把每一个神的儿女来要求我们得救以后，我们在神的面前应该做他的执事，就是服侍神的仆人，而且是神奥秘室的一个管家。
And this is a calling that God demands all his children, and that is to become servant of Christ and steward of the mystery of God.
好，读了这节圣经，我们来读今天要读的。
So after that, let's turn to today's passage.
我们要读罗马书十一章二十五节。
Romans chapter 11, verse 25.
我们要从二十五节，念到，第二十九节。
And we'll read from verse 25 to 29.
对，我本来在你们的这个bulletin 上写的是三十六节，时间的缘故呢，我们就只读到二十九节。
So on your pamphlet, originally wrote that we're to read till verse 36, but due to time, we'll just read till verse 29.
其他的你们可以回家来读了。
And you can read the rest at home.
罗马书十一章二十五节，弟兄们，我不愿意你们不知道这奥秘，恐怕你们自以为聪明，就是以色列人有几分是硬心的。等到外邦人的数目填满了，你念下一节。
And then verse 26, and thus all Israel will be saved, just as it is written, the deliverer will come from Zion, he will remove ungodliness from Jacob.
又说，我除去他们罪的时候，这就是我与他们所立的约。
Verse 28.From the standpoint of the gospel, they are enemies for your sake. But from the standpoint of God's choice, they are beloved for the sake of the fathers.
二十九节，我们一起念。
So we'll read verse 29 together.
因为神的恩赐和选召是没有后悔的。好。
Verse 29.
上个礼拜，如果你记得的话，我一开始给你们放了几张。幻灯片。
So if you recall last week, I started the message by sharing a few slides.
第一是那个 chip, 对吧？
The first is a computer chip.
对，后来是那个wind turbine, 那个风力发电机。
The second slide is this wind turbine.
后来有人跟我说，我不知道你在讲什么。
And later on, some people told me that I'm not sure what you're trying to say.
对不起。太深奥了。
I apologize, it may be a little bit deep.
我用一个现代的科技告诉我们， 今天的这些掌握科技的国家，他们可以带领 人继续向前。
So the point I was trying to make is that today in today's world, the countries that have these holy these inventions, these new technologies, they have the ability to lead people forward.
因为你知道这个科技的奥秘，你才有办法把你自己的这个国家的国力提前能够领先。
And so only when you have gathered the knowledge of the mysteries of technology, and when you have understanding of that, then you have the ability to lead your country forward.
我并没有要教你们什么是computer 的 chip 或者什么是风力发电的那个风车，那不是我的目的。
And it was not my intention to teach you on what is a computer circuitry or what a wind turbine is.
我用物质上有这样的一个现象，那我们说到属灵的世界也是一样。
So I was using the physical example in the physical world as an example for things that are in the spiritual world.
在属灵的世界，最大的奥秘就是神自己。
And in the spiritual world, the greatest mystery is God Himself.
然后，如果你仔细的来看圣经的话
，And if you read the Bible carefully,
你就会发现保罗在这里说，我们是神奥秘式的管家。
And you'll see here Paul said that we are the stewards of the mysteries of God.
那意思是说在神里面有许多的奥秘，神只告诉了神自己的儿女。
In other words, God has many mysteries and to only his children did he reveal them to.
这些奥秘是向我们打开的。
And these mysteries are open to us.
向其他的人就是隐藏的。
But yet they're hidden from other people.
那我们应该来明白神心中的奥秘。
So we should come to know the mystery that's in God's heart.
你就知道神是怎么样运行，他的原则是什么。
And then through which you can then understand how God works and what his principles are.
外行人是看热闹。
So people who are outside are looking at the spectacles.
但是内行人是看门道。
But those who are in the know look for the details.
你知道事情是应该怎么样进行的。
Because you know how things are supposed to work.
对，你掌握这个奥秘，你就心中笃定；你不懂，你就心中惊慌。
And so once you know that mystery, then you have this peace and calm inside your heart. But if you don't know, then you will be a state of chaos and fear.
每一个领域都有它的秘密在那里。
And every field has their own mysteries.
所以基督徒，我们今天来到了末世。
And so Christians, as we approach the end time,
我们看到不管今天你往哪里看，我们美国现在，我现在讲话的时候，美国的东岸，Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, 在大的飓风大雨里头，水灾、风灾。还有闪电。
And so here in the U.S., no matter where you look, especially to the East Coast, like Virginia, state of Virginia, North and South Carolina, they're experiencing the great hurricane and also lightning and flooding.
Tornado.
Tornado.
对，中国这一边也是一样，菲律宾、香港、澳门也是在同样的情形里头。
And then some similar things in China, Philippines, Hong Kong, Macau, they're all experiencing similar things.
而且气象这个学者告诉我们，哎，这次是九月是刚刚开始，后面好戏还在后头。
And then the meteorologists are telling us we're just in the beginning of September. There's more to come.
因为这就是圣经所说的，道主回来之前，所有这些天灾人祸要像妇人生产之痛一样的经历，是越来越多，越来越近，越来越大。
And for this, it's just as the Bible tells us that before the Lord's second coming, that all these natural disasters, these calamities will come just like as the birth pangs, that it's going to be more frequent and the intensity is going to be greater.
从雪月以来，就是2014-15年四次雪月以后。
And since the blood moon, which occurred in 2014 and 15, there have been four blood moons.
你注意看，这个世界就进入了整个的一个灾难时期。
And you can see that whole entire world had entered into this the age of calamity, if you will.
对，有火山爆发，有大的火山爆发。
And we have big volcanoes going.
有大的地震。
And great earthquakes.
有大的风灾，大的水灾。
And flooding, and then also hurricane.
所以我们可以说，我们现在在水深火 火热当中。
So truly we are living in very challenging, difficult times.
所以我们基督徒需要知道神运行的法则。
So as Christians, we need to know how God works.
我们今天要在这一个混乱的时代中为他做见证。
And to be a testimony for him in this chaotic time.
那我们心中就要明白神的律是什么。
And in order to do that, inside of us, we need to understand what his principles are.
上个礼拜我讲了两个奥秘。
So last week I shared on two mysteries.
记得吗？
Do you remember?
第一。
The first one.
天国的奥秘。
Is that the mystery of the kingdom
of heaven. 这是第一本书，新约第一本书，马太福音要启示的。
And this is what's revealed in the first book in the New Testament book of Matthew.
第二。
And second.
神国的奥秘。
And that is the mystery of
kingdom
of God.
这是第二本书马可福音要启示的。
And this is what the second book of Mark, reveals.
那今天我们来看的是第三个奥秘。
And today we come to the third mystery.
这就是我们刚刚读的罗马书十一章二十五节，其实一直讲到三十六节。
And that's the passage we just read from Romans chapter 11, verse 25, actually all the way to 36.
这节圣经保罗说，弟兄们，我不愿意你们不知道这奥秘。
In verse 25, he says, For I do not want you, brethren, to be uninformed of this mystery.
那这是什么奥秘呢？
And what is this mystery?
他说，就是以色列人有几分是硬心的，等到外邦人的数目填满了。于是以色列全家都要得救。
And as that partial hardening has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in, and thus all Israel will be saved.
所以这里这个奥秘是关乎以色列人跟外邦人的事情。
So this mystery is regarding to the Israelites as well as the Gentiles.
啊，如果你过去看这个两千年的历史。
If you look at the past 2,000 year history,
自从耶稣升天之后
ever since our Lord Jesus was raptured,
犹太人就被撇在一边了。
The Israelites seem to be cast aside.
因为耶稣在要进耶路撒冷，他要上十字架之前，他曾经看着一个无花果树，做了一个很奇怪的动作。
For before Lord Jesus was about to go onto the cross before he entered into Jerusalem. He pointed to a fig tree and made this very odd curse.
现在应该是无花果树的季节吧？很多人吃了很美好的无花果。
Today, right now, we are in the season of figs.
八月是，现在应该是已经差不多了，已经没有了。
So August is more like the season for fig trees.
今年无花果还不错的。
So we have pretty good figs this year.
那主耶稣去找无花果。
And so Lord Jesus was looking for a fig.
所以我常常跟弟兄姊妹说，无花果树是主耶稣吃的果子。
And so I often tell brothers and sisters that the fig trees are the fruits from which our Lord Jesus ate from.
我鼓励大家多吃一点。
And so I encourage everyone to eat more figs.
那找不到，主就做了一件很稀奇的事。
And but when he didn't find any figs, he did something that's very odd.
什么事？他咒诅那棵无花果树。
He cursed that tree.
那一棵无花果树就枯掉。
And immediately that fig tree withered.
所以这个门徒就看得不懂，哎，主啊，你这件事什么意思？
So his disciples were really didn't understand what's going on. So why are you doing this?
意思就是说，主耶稣神的儿子来到地上，来到他自己的百姓当中，来向他们传道，行异能奇事，盼望犹太人能够悔改归向神。
And what it means is that Lord Jesus came onto this earth, went into his people, and to share the message, and did miracles, trying to hope that they would repent.
但是犹太人没有。
But yet they did not.
拒绝他，甚至把他钉到十字架上。
They refused him, and eventually they nailed him on the cross.
但是后来主就预言，有一天无花果，这个枯干的无花果，有一天还要。发嫩长叶还会复活的。
But the Lord prophesied that one day this withered fig tree will one day sprout again and then bear fruit again.
那这件事情是发生在1948五月十四号发生的。
And so this happened in 1948, May 14th.
四散在各地的犹太人回来重建他们自己的国家。
And the Jews that were scattered across the globe gathered together again to rebuild their country.
那这个历史的过程
So this historical event,
在过去的这个快两千年的历史当中就发生一个教会中的一个神学叫做代替神学就是叫做这个
So in the 2000 year history of we have something happened in the theology world called replacement theology
对什么意思叫做代替神学
What does it mean of replacement What does replacement theology mean
就是天主教是这样讲的后来马丁路德改教以后也是这样讲的然后还有一些后来的教派很多的教派是这样子来相信神自从把犹太人弃绝他们钉了耶稣十字架以后就选了外邦人而且选了教会来代替以色列所以这一个教导叫做代替神学
So what this theology says this is something that the Catholic church says also Martin Luther and also other churches later on also says is thatWhen the Israelites gave up on Lord Jesus Christ and nailed him upon the cross, God rejected the Israelites and put his attention on the Gentiles. And then essentially they replaced the Israelites and have his attention focused on the church, and the church replaced the Israelites.
因着这一个神学的教导,
and because of this theology,
就产生一个叫做反犹主义
，and then this brought forth anti-Semitism.
对，这个反犹主义是一个很厉害的一种观念，就是既然犹太人被神弃绝，我们就要来反对犹太人。
And this is a very destructive view because they took on the thinking that because they believe that God gave up on turn back on the Israelites, so that they must other people must also turn against the Israelites.
那它的巅峰，这个反犹主义的巅峰就是第二次世界大战的600万犹太人的这个大屠杀。
And the peak of anti-Semitism happened during World War II when 6 million Jews were murdered.
对吧
？Right,
Auschwitz, 那个德希特勒屠杀犹太人600万
，and it happened in Auschwitz.
这都是有它的前因后果的。
So all this have beginning their causes and effects.
那么，一直到今天，虽然犹太人已经复国了，你今天到欧洲去，你还可以看到反犹主义。
And so even though the Jews have resurrected their country.But today, if you're in Europe, you can still see traces, signs of anti-Semitism.
不是 trace, 而且 significant.
You can still see significant signs of anti-Semitism.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你对圣经的认识是会影响你的行为的。
So, dear brothers and sisters, your understanding of the Bible will affect your behavior.
你的神学会影响你整个的这个你的信仰，你的选择。
And your theology will affect your entire belief and the choices that you make.
那可兰经呢？又有一个新，从可兰经回教的神学观念里头，也有一个同样的代替主义。
And then in the Quran, there's also a very similar replacement theology.
对，可兰经就说：你们犹太人也好，你们基督徒也好，都把上帝讲错了。我们回教才是代替你们这所有的。
And essentially what they're saying is that you Jews and you Christians, that you get all this wrong. You got it all wrong. We, in Islam, we know the real truth.
所以你看，从有回教以后，就是西元600多年有了回教以后，一直到今天，只要犹太人有，只要有阿拉伯人兴起回教作为他们的国教，他们一定杀两种人。
And so that's why you see from since the rise of the Islam belief in 600 AD that wherever it took hold, you'll see that they will kill two types of people.
哪两种？猜猜。
Guess which people which two groups?
第一，杀犹太人。
And the first group is that they'll kill off the Jews.
第二呢？
Second,
杀基督徒。
Christians.
就是根据这种所谓的代替神学。
And it's all because of the replacement theology that they believe in.
对，基督徒先发明了这个 replacement theology, 就杀了这个犹太人。
And so the Christian invented this replacement theology to kill off the Jews.
那回教起来的时候也发明一个代替神学，就杀这两种人。
And then Islam, the rise of Islam, then they also invented their replacement theology and through which they kill the Jews and Christians.
所以神学很可怕。
So theology is something that's truly to be feared.
你对神学的理解就决定了你的价值观，你的价值观就决定了你的行动，你的 conviction.
And for the theology you believe in affects your value, and the value affects your how you act.
那我们好好的来看这个所谓的代替神学是正确的吗？
So let's take a look to see whether this replacement theology is correct or not.
神真的弃绝了犹太人吗？
Did God truly turn away from the Jews?
刚刚我们读的这段圣经。
In the passage we just read,
保罗说这一个奥秘。
Paul said this mystery.
表面来看。
So on the surface,
犹太人是有几分硬心的。
That there's a partial hardening has happened to Israel.
因为他们的硬心，所以他们弃绝了主耶稣。
And because of their hearts were hardened, that they have forsaken our Lord Jesus.
这是一个历史的事实。
And that's a historical truth.
主也因着他们的硬心不悔改。
And also because of their hardened heart and not repenting,
主咒诅了那一个无花果所代表的。
The Lord cursed. What that fig tree represented.
但是这并不是说神永远放弃了犹太人。
But this does not mean that God forever gave up on the Israelites.
我刚刚说了，主后来在他讲他第二次回来的预言的时候，他曾经说了，那个无花果还要怎么样，发嫩。
Yeah, so I just said that as the Lord prophesies about his second coming, he also mentioned about that fig tree will once again sprout and grow and bear fruit.
那保罗在这里呢，他就说以色列是有几分硬心的，但是要等，等到什么呢？外邦人的数目填满了。
So Paul here says that yes, it's true that there are partial hardening of Israel, but they need to wait, and what are they waiting for is that for the fullness of the Gentiles.
这句话什么意思？
So what does that mean?
什么意思叫做外邦人的数目填满了？
What does it mean to wait until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in?
在圣经里面是有一些神秘的数字。
So in the Bible, yes, there are these mysterious numbers.
也有神秘的日期。
And there are these mysterious dates.
你如果好好想一想，圣经里面有没有除了这里讲外邦人的数目，有没有其他地方讲到外邦人的日子满了？
So if you really pay attention here, yes, it does say Gentiles, the fullness of Gentiles has come in. But does the Bible also say about the date of the Gentiles, the time of the Gentiles?
有没有啊？
Isn't there
路加福音二十一章里面主讲到外邦人要见日子要满了要践踏他的圣地。
And then, indeed, in Luke chapter 21, it says that the days of the Gentiles will come, and in which they will trample on the holy place.
神的儿子什么时候降生在这个世界？
So when the Son of God came into this world,
圣经也说，当日期满足的时候。
The Bible also describes it as when the day has become full.
神的儿子就从玛利亚生。
And that the Son of God came forth from Mary.
所以在神的这一个掌握的这一个政权的里头，很多的事情是有他的数目，有他的时间。
So within God's authority, there are dates and numbers associated with that.
我们每一个人坐在这里。
So every single one of us sitting here.
你知道你什么时候要死吗？
Do you know when you're going to die?
没有人知道。
Nobody knows.
对不对？对我们每一个人来讲，我们不知道我 我们知道应该知道我们什么时候生，但是我们不知道我们什么时候死。
So we know when we were born, but we don't know when we'll die.
对，每一个人的日期是掌握在神的手里的。 这个时间不是在我的手里，是在神的手里。
And that date or when we die is in the hands of God and not in our own hands.
好，那当然除了自杀以外。
So of course, unless you commit suicide.
对。 我甚至想，即使要自杀，不轮到你，你还死不成呢。
But also on the other hand, sometimes if it's not your time, even if you try to commit suicide, probably is you won't be successful.
那今天我们在这里讲到，等到外邦人数目满的时候，有一件事情要发生，他就说以色列全家怎么样，要得救的。And
so here, but it here does says that when the Gentiles, the fullness of the Gentiles has come in, also something else happened, which is that all Israel will be saved.
所以今天神在以色列人身上的工作完了没有？
So today, has God completed his work on the house of Israel?
还没有。
No, he hasn't finished yet.
他们是暂时被神放在一边。
God only temporarily put them aside.
神的工作，神的手就放在外邦人身上。
God's work and his hand are now currently on the Gentiles.
我们今天在座有没有, 犹太人?
Do we have any Jews sitting here among
有没有?
Us?
有人差点要举手，我有点吓了一跳。
I thought I saw somebody almost raise their hand.
我想我们都是外邦人。So
I believe that we're all Gentiles.
从犹太人来看，from
the perspective of the Israelites.
但是今天你我能够成为神的家里的一员，成为神的儿女，这一件事不是偶然的。But
however, today the fact that we become a member of God's house, children of God, is not random.
我的意思是说，如果我们是活在旧约的时代，我们根本没份儿。
In other words, what I was trying to say is that if we were to live in the Old Testament time, we wouldn't have a part with him.
外邦人会信耶稣是什么时候才开始有份儿的？这个转折点是哪一个时候？
When's the turning point at which Gentiles started to believe in Jesus?
考一考圣经知识。
Let me give you this quick quiz.
外邦人可以蒙神的恩典拯救，是从什么时候开始转的？
When's the turning point from which even Gentiles can be saved and can receive grace and salvation?
就是当彼得到哥林流家去传福音的那一天开始。
And that's when Peter went to the house of
Cornelius.
House when he went to the house of Cornelius.
记得吗？他神要让这个犹太人去跟外邦人传福音还不太容易的，神还要显那个异象三次，有一个大布从天上掉下来，叫彼得宰了吃。他说不行不行。So
you remember when God commanded Peter to go to preach to the Gentiles, Peter didn't want to, and so God showed him this vision. He had to do it three times of this great cloth coming down from heaven, and God commanded Peter to eat from that, and Peter initially was reluctant to do so.
所以你就知道这个外邦人跟这个犹太人之间的鸿沟是非常非常大的。
So from this you can see that there's this great vast divide between the Israelites and the Gentiles.
我再考你们第二题。
So let me ask you this, test you the second question.
神是不是那一天才转意说要把他的恩典临到外邦人？是不是那一天改变主意的？
Is it only on that day when God started to change his mind and decided that his grace will also come upon the Gentiles?
那神从起初什么时候告诉人，他不管你是犹太人，不管你是非犹太人，神的恩典都会临到，在什么时候曾经讲过这个话？
So, in other words, when did God say that His grace will come upon Gentiles and Israelites?
亚伯拉罕，对吧？
From Abraham.
那一次，神对亚伯拉罕说，万国都要因你的后裔蒙福。
And that on that day, God said to Abraham that all nations will be blessed because of your descendants.
这是当，这个。 亚伯拉罕把他的儿子献上之后，神大大的祝福他中间的这句话。
And this is after Abraham offered up his son, and so God greatly blessed him.
我要祝福万国是要透过这一个儿子，这个 seed， 我要祝福万国。
And he said, I will bless all nations through this seed.
所以神的心思中，他并没有说。 我只祝福一个民族，犹太民族，而我不管别的国家，别的民族，这不是神原初的旨意。
And it was never God's intent to say, I will only bless this particular group of people and forsaken other groups.
只是神做事的时候有他的次序。
But it's just that God has his way, his order of things when he does it.
有他的阶段性。
And had different periods, different phases.
所以我们不能够因为神好像在某一个阶段只对某一些人做事，你就认为别的人是没有机会的，不要有这个观念。
So we are never to think that just because during certain time, certain phase, that God only worked and spoke to certain people, that the other groups are excluded. Do not ever think that.
所以这个奥秘，现在我们今天讲的第三个奥秘，是特别指到外邦人跟犹太人在这一件事情上的一个彼此的关系。
And so this third mystery shows us this relationship between the Gentiles and the Israelites.
那保罗说，外邦人的数目要满足。
And so Paul said that the fullness of the Gentile will come.
那这句话给我们什么提醒？
So what does this sentence reveal to us?
啊，对我们有什么提醒？当他说外邦人的数目要满足，然后以色列的全家就要得救。
So what is this revealing to us when he said that the fullness of the Gentiles has come in, and thus all Israel will be saved?
也就是说，这里犹太人什么时候全家要得救的这一件事，是要先看另外有一件事情要发生，就是外邦人。
In other words, on the matter of whether the house of Israel will be saved, it depends on when the Gentiles will come in full.
对吧？也就是说，这个福音要传遍什么？要传遍天下。
In other words, this gospel needs to be spread to the all corner of the world.
这就是每一个基督徒的责任了。
And that is the responsibility of
every
Christian.
外邦人的数目什么时候填满，我们不知道。
So when the fullness of the Gentile will come in, none of us will know.
但是我们知道一件事，这个数目必须填满，那也就是教会必有一个责任，就是要把这个福音怎么样，传遍天下。
But we do know that it will be fulfilled, and so that also means that church has this responsibility to share the gospel to everyone.
这就让我想起一个很有意思的事情。
So this reminds me of this interesting thing.
这个话就讲到这个福音传到中国，中国是人口最大的一个国家。
So this is in regarding to the gospel spreading to China, because China has one of the largest population in the world.
那福音曾经叩中国的门叩过好几次。
So the gospel had knocked on the door of China many times before.
最早有一块石碑，今天放在西安石林碑林，在碑林中间有一块石碑叫做大秦景教流行中国碑。
So in the earliest record of this is actually recorded on this the stone tablet. That's in Xi'an, that's on exhibit in Xi'an today. And
碑林叫做 The Forest of Tablet.
So it's actually in a forest of stone tablets. It's known as like a forest of stone tablets because there's so numerous.
去过的人举手，我看看。
So who've been there? So raise your hand.
不多哈。
So not that many.
你们是西安来的，当然了。
So you're from Xi'an, so obviously you've been there.
看过，对。有没有人把它拓下来？我把那个买了那个拓下来的那个碑，整个的那个。我不知道叫就是拓下来，敲敲敲敲敲，拓片。
So I actually have purchased an impression of the front of that stone tablet.
那件事情应该是发生在唐朝。
And so that event happened in the Tang Dynasty.
后来这个福音打不开来。
But unfortunately the gospel didn't spread.
就消失了。
And it disappeared.
然后到了元朝也有。一批人来传福音到中国。
And then comes the Yuan Dynasty. Again, another group came to China to spread the gospel.
无疾而终。
And again, it ended in just kind of nothing.
最后最有系统的到中国来传福音是 Morrison, 对不对？
And then so Morrison came, which started the age when the time when there was a very systematic way of sharing.
那是清朝。
And that is during the Qing Dynasty.
从他开始传，一直到今天，福音到中国200年。
So from the time of Morrison in the Qing Dynasty until today, it's been 200 years.
所以这么漫长的时间，神打发不同的仆人到中国来敲门，希望在中国的中国人听到神的福音，能够得救。
And during this long period of time, God has sent many servants to knock on China's door, sent forth His servants to share the gospel and hope to have more Chinese to hear the gospel.
1900年的时候
，in the 1900s，
所谓义和团之乱
，and then the Boxer uprising，
死掉198个宣教士，包括儿童。在那一次的义和团之乱的时候，这些西教士都被杀掉了。
And then there were 198 missionaries, including children, who were martyred during that uprising.
他们来传福音，但是中国人因为我们自己的文化、我们自己的骄傲、我们自己的认为我们是读圣贤书，我们弃绝这个要叫我们悔改的叫做福音的真理。
So they came to preach the gospel, yet because of our Chinese the culture, our own pride, and our own belief that we are, we believe in our own belief system, so we refuse to believe the message.
这个福音传到1949的时候，就是150年。
And then in 1949, which is about 150 years since Morrison,
我们就知道那就是我们中国台湾叫做沦陷，大陆叫做解放。
And then in 1949, in Taiwan, it's known as the fall of China, but then to the Communist Party, it's known as when the country was liberated.
对，看你站在哪一边。
Depending on which side you stand on.
我常常在想这件事情。
So I oftentimes think about this.
如果政权的兴与衰是掌握在神的宝座。
If the political power, the rise and fall of political powers is controlled by God.
对吧？这句话是写在但以理书里面。
This is written in the book of Daniel.
那也就是说
，So in other words,
在1949年，神有一个决定。
In 1949, God made this decision.
我不管人怎么解释历史，我要从神的宝座解释。
I don't care how man interpret history, but I want to explain this from the perspective of God's throne.
从神的宝座来，他说我可以，把这个国赐给卑微的人，让他做掌权。
And God said that I can give power and authority to those who are humble and allow them to rule.
那个时候，中华民国已经在。这个历史上已经有多少？从1911年到1949年，已经有38年的历史了。
So at the time, the National Party, have a history of 38 years. It established in 1911 until 1949.
而且是一个合法、有自己宪法的一个独立的国家，是一个合法的国家。
It's a sovereign country. It has its own laws. And
可是很稀奇，神就把这个政权没有继续交给蒋介石。反而交给了毛泽东。
And it's very interesting and strangely that God didn't continue to pass this authority to General Kai, and then he passed on to Mao Zedong.
Chiang Kai-shek.
General Chiang Kai-shek.
对，这是一个很稀奇的一个问题。
So this is a very interesting topic.
我就常常问主啊，你为什么没有把这个国交给？蒋介石是一个基督徒，你却交给一个无神论者毛泽东。
Because I often ask God, why didn't you give the power to 蒋介石, who is a Christian, but yet instead you turn it over to 毛泽东？
因为对一个基督徒来讲，应该神祝福蒋介石是神的这个基督徒，应该把政权交给他。可是神偏偏把政权交给了毛泽东，为什么？
It's very strange, because you would think that God would want to pass the, give authority to a Christian, to Zhang Jieshi, who is a Christian, but yet he didn't. He instead gave power to Mao Zedong.
我想了很久。
So I thought about this for a long time.
这是我对圣经的理解。
And this is my understanding from the
Bible. 这里讲到，等到外邦人的数目填满。
Because here it says, until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in.
在神的心目中，他盼望在这一段时间，就是在他儿子第一次来跟第二次来的这一段中间的这段时间，外邦人的数目一定要怎么样？填满。
So in the eyes of the Lord, it is his hope that between his son's first comingand in the eyes of God, between the first and the second coming of his son, that the fullness of the Gentiles will come in.
这个大家有没有问题?
So, anybody have a problem with that?
啊,从宝座来看,神的国要开展。
So from the throne of God, his kingdom needs to expand.
所以他的外邦人的数目必须填满。
So therefore, the number of the Gentiles must be filled.
福音传到中国150年。
So the gospel had reached the China for 150 years.
中国人基本是拒绝的。
Basically, the Chinese had pushed aside.
当时在这么大一个四亿六千万的中国人中间，信耶稣的总共70万。
And so during that, during the, this country, which it had a population of 460 million. At the time, China had a population of about 460 million, but there were only 700,000 who believed.
就是这个比例太差太远了。
So this scale is completely off.
敲门敲了150年，我们中国人只有凤毛麟角的人信耶稣。
The gospel has been knocking on the doors of China for 150 years, but yet there is just only a fraction of the Chinese who believed.
为什么？因为中国人有很多的坚固的营垒，我们拒绝。
And why that is because as Chinese, we have a lot of this cultural baggage or heritage that we hold on to.
我们的孔老夫子的圣贤之道，我们读圣贤书，我们的这些许多的偶像，我们对西方的这种所谓的帝国主义，这些种种都是我们的坚固的营垒。我们就觉得你们这些洋教传来，我们不要听。
And for some things like we believe in the Confucius teachings, the idols we worship, and just the basic rejection of Western culture and everything. All these things are what's kind of tying us down and causing us to reject the gospel.
你看一个很稀奇的统计，你把台湾跟中国大陆来做比较，我是指基督徒做比较。
So this very interesting census.Statistic.
蒋介石在台湾统治，然后台湾有信仰自由。
And there's this interesting statistic regarding the number of Christians in mainland China versus in Taiwan. So in Taiwan, under the rule of 蒋介石, there's religious freedom.
对，这是宪法保障的。
And so that's guaranteed by the law.
大陆也是有宪法保障信仰自由，但是信仰其实是不自由的。在不管从1949到今天，基督徒是受逼迫的。
And so, even though mainland China on the books, there's also supposed freedom of religion, but in reality, there's actually no religious freedom. And so, starting from 1949 until today, Christians are still being persecuted.
但稀奇的是什么？
But amazingly,
台湾的基督徒永远是这么一点点。
In Taiwan, the number of Christians are always this much. It's just a very small amount.
它永远突不破 2% 的人口 以下。
It never exceeded 2% of the population of Taiwan.
但是中国的基督徒
But however, in China,
在这么大的压力之下
even under this great persecution, this great pressure,
在1949的时候是70万。
In 1949, we had 700,000 Christians.
你们知道今天有多少人? 没有人知道, 对吧? 但是你可以估计,
so do you know how many Christians there are today? So even though there are no official hard number, you can estimate by the number of Bibles in China, then you could kind of get a good feeling about how many there are.
我在中国从79年到现在已经看了多少年了? 79到现在50年了吧，快40年。
So I've been starting to go into China since 1979 until today. There's been that 40 some years.
我在中国亲眼看见这一个没有基督徒而且受基督徒迫的，经过文革打到后来都四散天下的这一，我不应该讲四散天下，四散整个中国的到边疆去的这些基督徒。
So I witnessed the time from when Christians were persecuted during the Cultural Revolution, where they were scattered to different parts of the country.
圣经被烧,
and the Bibles were burnt.
堆起来烧,
and they were piled up high and then burnt altogether.
教堂被关,
and then the churches were shut down.
十字架被拆,
and the crosses were taken
这么大的压力,
down. And under this great pressure,
福音,
the gospel
却像野火一样, 从1979开始,
continue to spread like wildfire since 1979. And it kept on burning until today.
基督徒的人数,
and then the number of Christians,
最起码,
at least,
跟党员是一样的人数,
at least number in numbers, the same number of the Communist Party members.
就是8000万左右,
it's about
甚至更多,
so 80 million. So there should be, there are about 80 million or more.
谁做的?
So who did this work?
Huh?
Who did this work?
神自己做的。
God himself did this work.
他没有把政权给蒋介石，把政权交给毛泽东，是有神的智慧在后面的。
God didn't give the ruling authority to 蒋介石. Instead, he turned it to Mao Zedong. Is because there's wisdom behind that.
因为毛泽东借着他的手，把那所有抵挡神的东西全部拆光。
Because through the hands of Mao Zedong, God used him to get rid of all the things that are blocking the spread of his gospel.
包括他自己也被拆光,
including himself, God himself had also been taken
down. 所以这个福音就大大的发展出来。
And only then did the gospel spread.
所以我们回头看,
so looking back,
这一个国家的基督徒是全世界基督徒最大比例的人口。
So in China, actually, there's the number of Christians has the greatest number percentage-wise in
the world.
And if you look around the world, you will not see another country with the number of Christians as in China.
你不得不低头赞美谁?
You have to,
神的智慧, 神的能力, 神的权柄。
So knowing this, you can't help but to admire God's power, His authority, and His wisdom.
最后呢，他说，以色列的全家，当外邦的数目满的时候，就要得救。And then
he said that until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in, and thus all Israel will be saved.
这叫做神第三个奥秘。And
this is the third mystery of God.
那他在这里说。 他保罗引用两处的圣经,
and so here Paul quoted from two parts of the Bible in verse 26.
如经上所记, 必有一位救主从西安出来, 要消除雅各家的一切罪恶。
Verse 26, just as it is written, the deliverer will come from Zion, he will remove ungodliness from Jacob.
27节, 又说, 我除去他们罪恶的时候, 这就是我与他们
And 27, and this is my covenant with them, when I take away their sins.
那我就去查这个经上是出于哪里呢?
And so I looked into where did these two quotes come from.
这第一句话, 必有一位救主从西安出来。
So the first one, the first quote, the deliverer will come from Zion.
是出自于以赛亚书59章。
It comes from a book of Isaiah chapter
29, 20节,
verse 20.
嗯, 以赛亚,
so in this passage, God originally prophesied this to Isaiah.
必有一位救赎主来到西安。
And he said that
it's right here. Just read it here.
Oh, a redeemer will come to Zion.
对，这一句话就是保罗在引用的时候，他就是引用了这一句话。
And so when Paul is quoting, he was quoting from that this book, this part.
可是他第二句话要消除雅各家的一切罪恶，还是引用在以赛亚书，可是是在二十七章。
And then his second sentence where he says he will remove ungodliness from Jacob, he still quoted the book of Isaiah, but it's in chapter 27.
第九节。
And verse
9. 那他这里是这样说，雅各的罪孽得赦免，他的罪过得除掉，果效全在乎此。
And it says, therefore, through this, Jacob's iniquity will be forgiven.
对，所以保罗是选了两段不同的圣经把它组合起来，他总而言之要告诉我们一件事。
So Paul selected from two passages in the Bible and combined them together to share this with us.
这个就是讲到有一位救赎主要从西安出来，这位就是指谁呢？就是指着耶稣。
And then said, there is the deliverer will come from Zion. And who is this deliverer? He is pointing to our Lord Jesus.
这位耶稣要消除雅各家的一切罪孽。
And Jesus will remove ungodliness from Jacob.
可是这是耶稣来的时候要成就的事情，可是犹太人拒绝。
And that's what, what Jesus is supposed to come to accomplish, but yet the Israelites rejected all this.
那什么时候他们这个才会承认耶稣是他们的救世主？
So when will the Israelites admit that Jesus Christ is their Savior?
保罗没有告诉我们。
So Paul didn't tell us.
在这里保罗没有告诉我们这件事情什么时候要发生。
So here Paul didn't tell us when will this happen.
那这件事情讲到以色列人全家要悔改，因着耶稣基督。
So on the matter of when the entire house of Israel will be saved because of Jesus Christ.
那你要看下一段圣经，就在撒迦利亚书十二章。
And then you need to read from the next passage, which is Zechariah chapter 12.
对，撒迦利亚书十二章第十节到十二节。
Verse 10 through 12.
我必将那施恩叫人恳求的灵浇灌大卫家和耶路撒冷的居民，他们必仰望我，就是他们所扎的，必为我悲哀，如丧独生子，又为我愁苦，如丧长子。
And I will pour out on the house of David and on the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and of supplication, so that they will look on me whom they have pierced.
那日耶路撒冷必有大大的悲哀，如米基多平原之哈达林门的悲哀。
And they will mourn for him as one mourns for an only son, and they will weep bitterly over him like the bitterest weeping of a firstborn. In that day there will be a great mourning in Jerusalem, like the mourning of Hadarimon in the plain of Megiddo.
所以在这一段话里头，就隐约地告诉我们，有一天以色列全家要悔改的。
So this passage tells us one day the house of Israel will repent.
会仰望他们所扎的那个，那他们扎了谁？
And then they will look upon the one whom they have pierced. So who did they pierce?
他们扎了谁？
So whom did
they pierce? 扎了耶稣吗？
They pierced Jesus.
扎当然一面是三根钉子把它钉上去，还有一个扎呢，就是他的肋旁。
So obviously they pierced him with three nails, but then they also pierced him with the spear.
对。罗马的兵扎他
，so the Roman soldiers pierce him with their spears.
但是谁恨他
？So who hated him?
啊，犹太人
，the Israelites，
大祭司
，the high priest，
嫉妒就恨他
，because they were jealous of him，
非置置他于死地不可。
That's why they hated him.
所以他们的恨，他们的嫉妒，杀了耶稣。
And so they wanted to put him to death. So because their hate and their jealousy that killed Jesus.
但是神并没有用这个来算他们的这个 罪恶。
Yet God didn't judge them, judge their sins by these actions.
不但没有算他们的罪恶，耶稣在十字架上祷告说什么？父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所行的，他们不知道。
But not only that, not only did he not count these actions against them, but he prayed. The Lord Jesus prayed on the cross and said, "Father, please forgive them, for they do not know what they're doing."
神预言有一天他们全家都要悔改。
God prophesied that one day the entire house of Israel will repent.
那一天是什么时候？
And when will that day be?
你如果去读这些圣经的话，
if you read from the Bible,
长话短说，
and to summarize all,
这件事情什么时候要发生？
This will happen.
啊，主耶稣他降临橄榄山的时候，第二次再来。
It will be the day when the Lord Jesus descend from heaven onto the Mount of Olives.
那个时候，以色列被外邦、被回教国家包围，要亡国了。
And on that day, the country of Israel will be surrounded by the Arab country and it's about to be destroyed.
有啊，两亿的马兵来围攻。
And then there will be two hundred million cavalries surrounding Israel and attacking.
对，他们就要亡国了。
And they're about to face destruction.
这位他们所扎的耶稣亲自第二次来临，降临橄榄山，橄榄山列为二，他们全家看见了耶稣救他们，他们才向耶稣悔改。
And on that day, the Lord Jesus, the one whom they pierced, will descend onto Mount.Of Olives, and the mount will split into two, and he will save them from destruction. And then only seeing that, only then does the house of Israel will they repent and believe in
him. 所以这个时候，以色列人跟外邦人就合为一体了。
And then on that day, the Israelites and the Gentiles will unite as one.
所以你可以看到神的时间段，他有一个时间在旧约的时候是选了以色列人。然后到了新约的这一段时间选了外邦人，可是到了最后他把两股人放在一起。
So from this you can see that in the Old Testament time God chose the Israelites, and then in the New Testament he chose the Gentiles, but then in the end he will bring the two together.
所以这一个所谓的代替神学是不完整的。
So this so-called replacement theology is not it's not complete.
神并没有弃绝犹太人。
God didn't forsake the Israelites.
我们外邦人也不是完全替代犹太人，都不是，都这个讲法是不准确的。
And we Gentiles did not completely replace the Israelites.
我希望我们对犹太人的看法必须按照圣经神怎么说，我们怎么理解。
And so it's my hope that our views of the Israelites is.In accordance to how the Bible shows us, what the Bible shows us.
那即使有回教今天要把这两批人都杀掉，
so even though the Islam wants to kill off both groups,
基督徒应该怎么看这件事？
How should Christians view this?
哇，赦免他们，因为他们所行的，他们不知道。
Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing.
盼望他们也有一天怎么样，能够信耶稣。
And hope that one day they too can believe in Lord Jesus.
而现在
and today,
神在回民当中也做了很大很大的工作。
And today, God also did great work among the believers.
有很多人信耶稣是做了梦见到耶稣的。
So a lot of people who used to believe in Islam, they turned converted and become Christians because they saw Jesus in their dreams.
有一年我们在一个 camp 碰到一群伊朗的基督徒，在同样一个 camp 里头。
One year in a Christian retreat camp, we bump into another group of Christians from Iran.
对，我们坐在一起吃饭。
So we had a meal together.
我们就谈话交通。
We chatted, we talked.
他说你们是从中国来的。
And they said, you come from China.
我们说很多人是从中国来的。
And we said, yeah, a lot of Spain came from China.
你们是回教，怎么会变成基督徒？
And so we asked them, you believe in Islam, how did you become Christian?
他的回答让我吓了一大跳。
And so their answer really shocked me.
你们有一个毛泽东，我们有一个 Khomeini.
That's, So you have so he said that you guys have Mao Zedong, we have a
Khomeini.
We have a Khomeini.
他们有一个 leader 叫做 Khomeini。
Oh, okay. So they had the name of their leader Khomeini.
你们多少人知道有这个人？
Who knows about this person? Okay.
还是有人不知道他有？哇！
So still some of you don't know.
毛泽东有没有人知道？
So who doesn't know Mao Zedong?
好，你们中国有个毛泽东，我们伊朗有一个 Khomeini。
So he said that you in China have Mao Zedong, we in Iran have Khomeini.
因为他们两个都作恶多端，所以我们不得不信耶稣。
And so because they have committed lots of atrocities, so we have no choice but to believe in Jesus.
那个人的回答真是有智慧。
So I feel like that guy has a lot of wisdom in his answer.
所以我们要知道我们的神是做宝座的神。
So we need to know that our God is one who sits upon the throne.
敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
Revering God is the beginning of wisdom.
求主让我们每一个人都有这样的智慧。
I pray that God will give every single one of us this wisdom.
低头祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we want to thank you.
你是坐宝座的神。
For you are God who sits upon the throne.
你从永古之前一直到未来的永久，你是坐宝座的。
From the very beginning until the eternity, you are the one who sits upon the throne.
撒旦要推翻你的宝座。
Satan tried to overthrow your throne.
瞎眼的人也要推翻你的宝座。
And those who are blind also tried to overthrow your throne.
但是主，你从天上要嗤笑他们。
But Lord, you will laugh at them from heaven.
你打发你的儿子到这个地上来。
You sent forth your son.
你要全世界的人都悔改。
To come into this world so that the entire world will
repent. 我们感谢你，我们被拯救了。
And Lord, we thank you for we are saved.
我们祷告，求你让我们的教这个小小的教会能够继续把这个伟大的福音在这个黑暗的世界做见证。
We pray that you will let our church continue to share the gospel in this world.
愿你那个外邦人的数目早早填满。
And so that the number of the Gentiles can be fulfilled soon.
所以到那一天你能够回来，让以色列全家也能够悔改归向主。
So that on that day you'll be able to return so that the whole entire house of Israel can also repent.
这样你的旨意就完成了。
And only then is your will complete.
赞美你。
Praise you.
感谢你。
We thank you.
因为一切都是出于你，也经过你，也最后要为着你。
For everything come from you, for you,
through you,
through you, and eventually it's all for you.
赞美你的名。
We praise your name.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
We praise in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you.